There was this burst of siren outside, real near, and I told him to shut up and push the gun against his head. His hands were shaking, but he didn't do anything stupid, and a few minutes later, after I sat back, he started talking again. Faith. That's what I'm talking about. A man who has faith is somebody who can be saved. Well, I don't have any goddamn faith, I told him, but he kept right on talking. If you believe in another human being, you have faith. Why the hell do you care whether I'm saved or not? Because life's hard and people are cruel. I told you I'm a churchgoer. A lot of the Bible's crazy, but some of it I believe. And one of the things I believe is that sometimes we're put in these situations to make a difference. I think that's what happened tonight. That's why you and I both happened to be at the drugstore at the same time. You've felt that, haven't you? Like an omen? Like something happens and is telling you you ought to do this or shouldn't do that? Which was weird, because the whole time we were driving up to Liggett Falls, I kept thinking, something funny's going on. I don't know what it is, but this job's going to be different. What if, he said, everything tonight happened for a purpose? My wife had a cold, so I went to buy NyQuil. I went to that drugstore instead of 7-Eleven to save a buck or two. You happened to hit that store at just that time. You happened to have your buddy, he nodded toward Toth's body, with you. The cop car just happened by at that particular moment, and the clerk behind the counter just happened to see him. That's a lot of coincidences, don't you think? And then, this sent a damn chill right down my spine, he said, here we are in the shadow of that big rock, that face. Which is 100% what I was thinking. Exactly the same.